This is SRN News.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Vrak, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has issued a new state health order with few restrictions. The state's mask mandate will end this Friday, but Governor Ivey encourages people to practice personal responsibility and continue wearing a mask. The Montgomery City Council passed a mask ordinance that will last an additional 30 days. The late Lowndes County Sheriff, Big John Williams, was honored Wednesday. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Williams' family with awards for his service. Before his death, Williams served the community for more than 40 years. And the Alabama Senate has delayed a vote on lottery legislation. Senator Jim McClendon asked that his bill be carried over because he does not think he has enough votes. Alabama is one of five states without a state lottery. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Let's turn the phones over to our good friend, John Williams, a Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you today?
Dan, I'm doing wonderfully well, and I'm actually doing even better now that I'm on the line with you. I look forward to this time of day. I don't know if you know that or not.
I'm glad that you do, because I do also.
You know, you were asking me Tuesday if I got a chance to meet the gift card winner from last week, and I've been working out of the office, so I wasn't here when he came in. But I tell you, you have a great audience, and I've met most of the folks that have won. But last week, Will won the gift card, and he came up, and the girls were telling me how nice of a guy he was. They actually took a picture, and we're going to be posting that on our Facebook page. So if y'all want to check it out, Anne-Marie's going to try to get it up this afternoon. So it's a picture of Will getting his gift card from last week.
He's a great guy. I've known him for a lot of years.
Have you really?
I have. He's been a good listener. Then we became friends through the show.
Well, I tell you, coming from the girls up here, when they say somebody's really nice and, you know, really is a quality person, I take that to heart. I just wish I'd have been here to meet him when he came by, but we'll meet him again soon. You know, I love it when things work out. Things working out really good. We were talking rates a little bit ago. The rates are starting to move a little bit. We've seen just a small increase in the rates, but I tell you what, one of the great things that we're doing, especially talk about these interest rate reduction loans, these VA loans. It's the VA interest rate reduction loan for you veterans out there. If you have a VA loan on your home, we are still closing loans at 2.9% interest. 2.9,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And most of the rates have gone up above that, but we still have some more money left over, and we're able to still do that. You know, in the mortgage industry, you can get blocks of money. You can do a lot of different things. So we've got some 2.9 money still available. And so the great thing about that is this. There's no appraisal required if you live in the home and you're truly a veteran. It's a VA loan. It's your loan. If you live in the home, there's no appraisal required. There's no out-of-pocket expenses and no income verification. You can call us up. Let's find out what your interest rate is and your loan balance. We can plug it in and tell you in a matter of minutes how much we can save you on your monthly payments. This is not a cash-out type thing. The maximum cash out is $500 at closing. This is all about lowering your rate and just streamlining the process. So y'all remember that. On the other side of things, folks, if you need to do a cash out refinance, now's a great time to do it because, again, we've got these low rates out there. Let's take advantage of it while we can. You can cash out, take this low rate money, pay off credit cards, pay off a lingering balance on an automobile loan or whatever you want. Home improvements, put in a pool, it doesn't matter. We're here for you. On the other side of the house, we have another department that's specifically set up for folks who have less than perfect credit or their loan request just doesn't meet the local bank guidelines. If you're in that situation and you need a loan against your equity, whether it's on your home, your mobile home with land, a tract of land, 50 acres or something like that, or your automobile, we have equity loans, and the great thing about those is it allows you to rebuild your credit and get the cash you need, if that's what you need, and get you back on track. Helps you get from point A to point B, whatever your point A to point B might be. So just remember this. Make your next move your best move. That's our slogan. Call MCS on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. Been in business 26 years. 567-9000 is the number. 567-9000. One more time, folks, in case you missed it. 567-9000. Love saying that number. Company NMLS number 232876. Equal housing lender, and I'm going to have to take another breath.
I know. Well, see, you have such an easy number to remember, and it just rolls off your lips every time you say it.
I know. I wish we'd had that number for the previous 25 years we were in business, and because we have another number, 567-2223, and people used to get it mixed up. Did you say 2233 or 2223? It's now 567-9000.
Is easy, so easy, easy.
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all keep up the great work. I'm listening to the show. And
we have a drawing we have to do now.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm ready to do that whenever you are. Y'all ready to do that now?
Let's do it right now. Joey, as they would say, let the big dog eat.
Big dog.
And the winner is Duke.
Oh, my God. You've met Duke before. I think Duke won before, didn't he?
You know, I think Duke did win before, but I think he's over the
90-day mark, though.
He is. I double-checked. It must have been last year sometime.
Yeah,
it
must have been. Yeah,
it was a long time ago. I think John and Duke went to school together, if I remember. Duke, tell me.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that is right. I reckon that's right. I recall now. Yes.
Well, he is a good person to make happy because he knows a lot of people.
I think you told me that he's a great guy. He brought you some firewood.
He did. Don't let the secret out now, John. Don't
I remember that.
See?
I need some.
Well, then you two are made for each other.
Exactly.
Okay, Duke, you need to call me at 272-9228. You finally won again. Give me a buzz. I'll get you connected up with John Williams, Mortgage Corporation in the South. John, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Dan. Joey, y'all have a great rest of the day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Duke.
Pays to listen.
8-8.
Yeah, pays to listen.
It does pay to listen to the Dan Moore Show. Best giveaways in the River Region. Just found out that Sweet Creek Farm Market has got geraniums that literally just came in. They're gorgeous. They just sent me pictures of them. So go down and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Say hi to Karen. Tell me you're a Dan Moore Show listener. They are having fun at Sweet Creek Farm Market. The cats, the guineas, the peacocks, everything is down there. Always when I'm there now, I run into people who are Dan Moore Show listeners, and it makes it feel so good when you stop us and say hello. Now back to the story at hand here. Let's do, where were we? We just finished up with, we did number two, Doug Ducey. Mm-hmm. Now the Arizona protecting itself from the feds and the Second Amendment that they're about to attack on. Listen to this. This is why you could be a good U.S. senator.
One other topic that I wanted to ask you about, Governor, is that today the president is going to announce some executive actions that he wants to attempt on gun control. I want to ask you how you see that. And also, I understand that you just recently signed a bill in Arizona to try to protect Second Amendment rights for your state citizens. How does that work?
Yes, this is federalism at work. We're going to protect Second Amendment rights in Arizona. They're a constitutional right enumerated in the United States Constitution. I don't know what the president has in mind, but whatever he does, it likely won't do anything to solve these mass shootings that we've had. What we ought to do is we enforce the laws that are already on the books and put bad people in prison.
How will your order defy something that comes out of Washington? If it will at all, Governor.
First, we have to see what is coming out of Washington. But what the law that I signed will do is protect Arizonans' Second Amendment rights. It's a prescriptive law that's proactive in anticipation of what Joe Biden might do.
It what they do basically says that if there's any group that is upholding that law and is against the Arizona law, that they're going to cut out funding for that county or that municipality if they do that. That's what you just heard is why he would make a really good U.S. senator. He thinks in those terms. And I like the state sovereignty inbred within a U.S. senator. Let's go to the phone and go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you? Where have you been?
Oh, you know, outside running around.
Well, keep you off the streets. That's the main thing.
Keeping busy. Absolutely keeping and getting busier. So it's our time of year, you know?
Yep.
So glad you're doing well. You sound great.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I got to go do my transfusion tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to that.
I hear you. You'll kick it, man. Hey, you know, I really think it would take a pretty stupid person to look seriously at the border situation now and call it good or even on the right path. You just, someone has to speak up and go and laugh. I mean, because it is laughable. You really don't believe that, do you? But see, Pelosi can say whatever Pelosi wants to because nobody will call her on anything.
Give him applause. Give him applause for that. Exactly right. She says some of the stupidest things and nobody calls her on it.
No, ever.
They're scared of her.
just make her answer the question and see what happens. But we never get that. We never, ever get that. So something to think about. There's no way she can, with an honest thought in her head, make that statement. just no way.
Yeah, no, and I hate to say this, but the liberal Democrats, they certainly believe their own caca, and they don't go and look at evidence to see whether something's true or not. They just believe their own caca.
Well, exactly. Make a statement and run with it.
Yeah.
There are no checks. There are no balances. It's kind of silly. But at some point, someone with the ability to be heard has got to laugh and ask the question, give me a true answer, please. I mean, you can't honestly believe anybody is going to think that that's the truth, unless all of the videos and pictures are lies.
Well, I hate to tell you, but the people that do believe it happen to be in one profession, and that's the media.
And they are not down there looking at it either.
They're ignoring it. And they're exactly. Kind of going, well, it's the same thing that Trump had to deal with. No, it's not. I mean, you're talking about 170,000 people? 170,000 in the fiscal year 2021? I mean, that's incredible. I'm talking about kids.
I would never try to argue that the line had been stopped, but anybody, again, with a little common sense, would know that the flow had been quite stemmed, and it was between mutual agreements. It wasn't a force-fed thing. So just a lot of things that were working well were undone, really just to thumb your nose at somebody, which is silly.
Let me ask you a question, Wayne, and I'm going to try to delicately ask this. I have another friend of mine who is in the ag business, grows large type of trees and things like that for landscaping. And he told me that he has seen in the last 10 days to 2 weeks a real change as far as new people showing up asking for work that look like they're brand new immigrants. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Okay.
And I'm that kind of surprises me that typically they would seek a larger company trying to find that opening that's still there, because not a lot of folks. Well, I say that most folks in the business are staffed by now if they've been at it. We are still looking for people. We're still trying to fill our staff.
Interesting, because what he was kind of saying is that it looks like the front end of the migrant chain has now reached Alabama, was his takeaway.
Well, I don't know what, I mean, I haven't seen.
And he's a pretty large company.
I got you. I haven't seen the influx, and even with the influx, unless they change something about the requirements on employers, I would only be able to hire them if they produced proper paperwork anyway. Now, I don't necessarily know that the paperwork they provide is legitimate, but it's not on my shoulders to legitimize it.
Right.
Only to process it. So. But so far, we have not had that influx. And so, again, unless they provided, a Social Security number and proper ID, I wouldn't be able to hire them anyway, which is another point on the whole illegal immigration thing that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, is the taxes that the government is bringing in from the illegal aliens who are using Social Security numbers that are not theirs.
Right.
Well, those funds are still coming to the government, but nothing's, I don't ever hear that figure thrown about. And I would imagine it's a pretty significant
figure. It is a very significant number.
So that would interest me to hear what that number is, or at least a good educated estimate.
Yeah,
it's got to be large.
Well, the Democrats are trying to repatriate that amount of money, where if you can connect the person to the false Social Security number, even though they're out of the country, they want the U.S. to send them a Social Security check.
Well, That's just completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was completely stupid.
Completely. I mean, completely. But Dan, you know, it doesn't take someone real brilliant, and I'm not the brightest light on the tree, but there should be a simple way for the country, since these people want to come in here and they want to work, a good, simple guest worker program. They already have the 2B program, which allows a certain number of immigrants specific jobs for a specific amount of time, and then they go back to their home country. But then that same group of people comes back to do those same jobs the next year. Well, that's already in place. Well, why not create a simpler guest worker program? I don't know, 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, but it just seems like that would be a simple solution, and I can't see it being that difficult to organize, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. The only problem that was happening is that the people that were working on the migrant workers visa, they were all of a sudden disappearing back into the country and not going back to their native country. So that was a problem.
And so some means of identification, and here's a migrant worker's card. At least they're identifiable, you know, where they started. A trail can be at least made, you know. Right now you don't, but you're right. They come in, they duck, and they're gone.
Right. And the place where they are is Imperial Valley in California. That place is slam-packed full of folks that have overstayed their visa. And California welcomes them. They're just kind of, yeah, sure, we want you here. You're living in a... in some kind of apartment or house, and you're buying groceries and spending tax money. So we think it's great that you're here.
Sure. Well, again, don't let anybody fool you. These folks are not here doing the work for half the price. They know what people pay, and that's what they want to get paid, just like the other employees. And you know, if there are jobs available, and nobody's applying for them, then if there are people that want those jobs, allow them the ability to get them.
Yeah, I agree.
Just make sure you know who they are and where they are. Again, it's not that simple, but it's not, you're not reinventing the wheel by doing this either. It just seems like some smart people could put that program together.
Yeah, the only problem with that concept is the sanctuary city, because then the person just, they don't go back. What they do is they go to the sanctuary city and nobody's going to do anything to them. So if there's
I don't see how you could have sanctuary cities. That's a finger in the face of the immigration law. That's just somebody saying, look, we're not going to listen to immigration law. We're going to create this law enclave. And you can't come in and bother these people. That's completely contrary. It's against the law.
Well, and the problem is the municipalities are not reporting them, so the feds don't know that anybody's there.
Precisely.
So it's a screwed up system, without a doubt. But they want cheap labor.
Talk to Joey, because there's a summit meeting that needs to happen, and we could get this problem solved.
I know. That sounds like about a third of a bottle of General Walker Black.
I don't know about the whole thing, but...
I said a third of the bottle. It's a big bottle.
Yeah.
Wayne, you have a great day. I've got to go to a break, my friend. News 93.1, Demo Show back after this.
Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
You could sell your vehicle on your own. Allow strangers to come by for a test drive, spend countless hours listing it, taking calls, responding to emails, and still not get anywhere. Or you can make the smart choice and jump on pigbuys.com, input your vehicle information, and get a purchase offer in less than 30 minutes. And did I mention you could leave with money in hand today? I'm not sure about you, but that seems pretty simple and smart to me. Test drive the new way to sell your vehicle at pigbuys.com. Pigbuys, we pay the bacon.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yeah! 272-9228. That's what we're on Thursday. And things worked out the way they did for today. Can't to be here at the opening of the show. Well, almost the opening of the show. The other thing I need to remind you about Dylan Wings, they have a sterling silver necklace. And you can put each child's initial on the necklace. $99. $99. Or a hand-engraved, custom-made bar necklace and do a birthstone for each child. $149 for the necklace. Go by and see Dylan Wings, Leslie, and Josh. Maybe that special mom has a piece of jewelry that's broken and you want to make her happy and get it fixed. Or a piece of jewelry that's old and would like to get it updated and take it to Josh and let him work his creative magic on that. Josh is a very creative guy. He understands how to make jewelry look beautiful. Come on and see them, 119 Brown Springs Road. Leslie and Josh, great people. I want to try to see them today. If not today, certainly on Saturday. Beat me to it. Beat me there. Go see them on Brown Springs Road, 119 Dylan Wings. Okay. So let's go to Biden to take action on guns. This is CBS take. Listen to how they handle this.
The President of the United States said Joe Biden is taking his first steps today on the issue of guns in America. The executive actions include a call for federal reviews on some specific gun safety issues, but they're far short of the more sweeping changes that many of the Democrats want. Weesha Zhang is at the White House with more on this story. Weesha, good morning to you. Now, this is important because it comes after a series of mass shootings. What's going to be announced today, do you think?
Oh, good morning to you, Gail. President Biden is expected to launch a series of modest measures like directing the Justice Department to issue new rules and investing in community violence interventions. The White House stressed these are only initial steps because, Gail, frankly, there's only so much the president can do by himself. Why he is urging lawmakers to do their part, too. Among the actions President Biden is taking to address gun violence, an order to review federal policy on so-called ghost guns, self-assembled weapons that require no serial numbers. Another would review the use of stabilizing braces on pistols, which turns them into short-barreled rifles. The president will also ask the Justice Department to draft model legislation to implement red flag laws at the state level to prevent people facing mental health issues from accessing firearms. President Biden also plans to nominate gun violence expert David Chipman as the next director of the ATF, an agency that has not had a permanent director since 2015.
I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps.
Okay, the red flag law, let's start there. Now, I like the concept of red flag. With one exception, I want to make sure you have some judicial process that has an appellate function to it. What they're talking about now is you do have to go to court, but let's say you go to court here in Montgomery, Alabama, and you're in front of a judge, and you say, well, my spouse is nuts, and he hit me, and I think he has needs all his weapons taken away. Well, that judge says, okay, I agree with you. He hits you. Take the weapons away. And he does an order. Well, the question is, can you appeal that circuit judge? Because I hate to say this, circuit judges are not necessarily the brightest and the best that Alabama has to offer, particularly in some of these areas where if you get the right attorney talking to the right judge, the judge is going to do what the attorney says, because they're big contributors to them. That happens here in Montgomery. Certainly happens in other counties around the state. You have too much of the attorneys and the judges proverbially in legal bed together. So I do not want someone's Second Amendment right taken away without an appeals process because some Yahoo judge is big on taking guns away. You pull that judge and you have a divorce going on and you have a female that wants to have the man's guns taken away. And then they think that these deals where you have to stay away from somebody, let me tell you what, a restraining order is worth the paper it is written on. That is it. Don't think a restraining order is going to save your life against somebody who's wacky. But these are the type of things that I'm worried that they haven't thought through. And they're going to go barreling through this thing and go, see what we've done? We've restricted guns. That's the whole thing. We've restricted guns. The question is it taking the guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them? Because if it is, it's probably a law on the books right now that should have been upheld. And it's not. We are not upholding the laws that we have. Imagine defund police and guns. Those two things just don't work together. Let's say with Biden to take action on guns. Second part, CBS.
Recent mass shootings like those in Georgia and Colorado have once again put gun violence front and center. As a candidate, Mr. Biden promised legislation including a ban on assault rifles.
In fact, my first day of office, I'm going to send a bill to the Congress repealing the liability protection for gun manufacturers, closing the background check loopholes and waiting period.
Moderate Democrats like West Virginia's Joe Manchin have signaled they will not support the sweeping reforms his more liberal colleagues want.
It is time for Congress to act and stop.
On CBS This Morning last month, Vice President Kamala Harris said President Biden is prepared to act, but urged Congress to take up the issue.
I served in that body, and I believe that it is possible, it has to be possible,
that people agree that these slaughters have to stop.
The NRA is slamming President Biden's plan, saying that they could require law-abiding citizens to surrender lawful property. The association promises to fight. But gun control advocates like the group Every Town for Gun Safety say this is a victory that will save lives.
Well, just make sure that when you're talking about all these slaughters of people that are out there, that we clearly understand, is the law that you're proposing, will that stop it? Because if it won't, then I don't care for it. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Duke, you're the winner, buddy. You need to call me. You need to call me so I can get you taken care of. John wants to see you again. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Refinance, new finance. Get equity out of the home. Mortgage Corporation South, up on the mountaintop in Wetumpka, Alabama. That's the place to go. NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations of a commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. what we're on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones and go to Jason S. Jason, how are you, my man?
I am doing wonderful, Jay. Good afternoon to both of you gentlemen. First and foremost, Joey, if you could put me in for next week's Mortgage Corporation and this week's Sweet Creek 12-1.
You're in, my friend.
Secondly, with a background check for gun buying being a federal background check, and a lot of these things that are going to come through with executive orders will be done on a federal level, what can these states do? Because the states are eventually going to have to get tired of it and push back. What can the state do to push back on the federal government, say, via the background checks and extending those and the banning of certain items that attach to guns and or guns?
Well, I'm not sure in the background check what they're going to be able to do. The problem is, from my talking to law enforcement officers, there are a whole bunch of municipalities and judicial and jurisdictions that do not report things into the system. And that's a big problem. So let's say you have someone that is spousal abuse. Well, and let's say they're in Wilcox County. Well, the Wilcox County Sheriff might not put that into the system. So you don't know anything about that guy.
Okay.
And
now, that would be up to the sheriff to do that, but does a new... he's supposed to report that already, so I don't see where a new law or a new executive order...
It doesn't. I mean, they could pay the jurisdictions or the municipalities extra money to report it and then do some type of check back on them to see what percentage of compliance do they have, and at certain levels they would give them money for that. But there's nothing in the bill that I've heard about that addresses that. The bill is all eyewash. The bill's not going to do anything to stop what they think is going to stop.
I agree, and the Democrats is not what they say, because what they say never matches with what they do. They go
Bingo.
They go 10 times further with it. As far as I watch, I understand that. That's the reason why I say ask. Eventually, the states are going to have to step in and tell the federal government, we're not going to allow you to dictate via executive order or whatever the Democrats in Congress are going to do, because, first of all, they say they're aiming to solve problems, but all they end up doing is restricting us law-abiding citizens to get the guns and to be able to use them and buy what we want, when we need, and how we need. So, that's what I mean by the state standing up.
Yeah, well... The other problem that's going to happen with this thing is you're going to create a piece of law that is going to be used as a punitive way of hurting someone. Let me give you an example. There are some divorce attorneys in this town that you go in and do a red flag law, then they're going to say to the wife, we need to file a red flag complaint against your husband and take away all his guns. And because I'm going to be able to use that as leverage in a divorce court. And they're going to do that and take away that guy's Second Amendment rights because the spouse feels threatened.
Now, would that be done on a state level, or is that going to be something that's going to be pushed as a federal law?
That would be taking a local jurisdiction and using a piece of federal law to get that gun taken away.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, there are some wives that would love to take some guns away from ex-husbands and current husbands.
Would that be a place where the state government could come in and tell the local lawyers and judges and such as that we do not honor that federal law, and it will not be enforced.
That's a great question. I don't think they can just say you cannot do this law. I think that you would have a problem with that. I think they could add some stipulations to it to make it where it would be hard to do, to take that gun away. For example, have some type of appellate process that a local circuit judge, and let me tell you something, in Montgomery County, it's a classic example. There are judges that are in the hip pocket to a handful of attorneys in the city. And the JR and both the Gaines are not part of that, but there are judges that are in the hip pocket of some lawyers because they pay their bills for them. And if that attorney files a suit against a red flag, that judge is going to say, yep, he's got to have those guns, take them away.
Let's come down. I hope that our and I would think that with the makeup that we have in our state government, and a lot of people that are extremely conservative-minded, pro-Constitution, pro-individual rights, that I think that we would be able to get something that would protect our citizens. I don't see anything good coming from these communists that we have running our country right now. So thank you for the time, and y'all keep doing a wonderful job. I enjoy listening.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Duke, the winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South. Duke,
hey, Dan.
Congratulations, my friend.
Pays to listen to you, doesn't it?
It does pay to listen to me. So you are a 2-time winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card.
Yeah, I get to see my buddy again.
That's what he said. He remembered you.
Yeah, he remembered. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I appreciate it, though.
Well,
I'm glad you're doing a little bit better.
I'm trying to. I'm doing my transfusion tomorrow. Joey, did you get his info?
Yes.
We have your info. I'm sending it up to John as you hang up.
I sure appreciate it. And you're in my prayers, okay?
Okay, remember, you need to call me back and tell me what you do with that gift card.
I'm going to Sweet Creek.
There you go. That's what I love about you, Duke. You have a good one, buddy.
All right, thank you again.
Reminder, they got those strawberries in. If there's only one basket left, do not buy it. That's mine. I'm going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228 is where we are. You know, another group that's very interested in the gun situation is Club for Growth. And the new president of Club for Growth was on Fox. The guy's pretty good. David McInnes, is that it?
Yeah. Or McIntosh.
McIntosh. He's going to be talking about the Biden gun order. Listen in.
President Biden would take on a series of executive actions on gun control today, setting up a major showdown with supporters of the Second Amendment. Joining me to explain how this could actually unite the Republican Party, former Indiana Congressman and GOP strategist David McIntosh. So let's just start off with this guy that he's nominating to run the ATF. Is that going to unite the Republican Party? This guy, David Chipman, he's anti-gun.
He very much is, and that's what they're bragging about when they paid the nomination. And so I suspect you'll see all 50 Republican senators oppose that nomination, and it will unite them. You know, this is just a continued pattern that Joe Biden has had of refusing to work with Republicans in order to push his hard left agenda.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of these things that he's planning on doing. The DOJ to propose to a rule to help stop the proliferation of ghost guns. They plan on establishing these red flag laws. These are things that Republicans have been warning for years that the left would do. What do you think the response would be from Republicans?
I think you'll see Republicans oppose this on Capitol Hill. I think you'll see them support efforts by the states to push back and say, no, we're not going to enforce these executive orders. Mm-hmm. You don't have authority to pass laws without Congress. And I think it will unite Republicans around the principle of the Second Amendment.
Now, he just said something that will be tested in court, going back to a previous caller. The fact that it didn't clear Congress, can the state say, no, that's not a law? Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the Demo Show on a Thursday.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
We're good. And you?
Great. Joey, great choice of grassroots, man. They are awesome.
Yes, there you go. Out of his age bracket, but.
Absolutely. I actually saw them while I was stationed in the Philippines. They were awesome.
Really?
Yeah, they were awesome. They actually came to the base where I was at and played in the NCO club. Their brass section kind of reminded me of Tower of Power too. They were awesome too with their brass section.
Wow.
Yeah, they were really good.
Were you in the Navy? Were you in Subic? Where were you?
Clark Air Base.
Okay.
In Osan and Kunsan.
Oh wow!
I floated all over the southeast. Yeah, yeah. Great imitation guitars, Joey, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
they cut them really good. Sweet Creek, Dan.
Yeah.
Their chow chow is out of this world. Have you tried it?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness, man. It is super good. I bought three different types there last week. I bought their mild and their hot, and it is really, really good. And they got it on two different sizes, so I bought the small size first. Just to check them out, but I'm definitely going to go back and get the bigger ones. They were really, really good.
What did you have it on?
I like it on black-eyed peas and green beans. Oh, yeah. It's really good. And it's just got just the right amount of sweet and just the right amount of heat, so it's not overwhelming. And it's not real vinegary either. It's really, really tasty. It's really good.
I used to love that on turnips.
I've never tried it on turnips. I bet that would be good.
It is very good. Makes those babies sing and dance.
Oh, absolutely. I tasted that one. I wanted to break dance, man. Yeah. It was really good, you know. And as far as this gun control thing, you know, all mine sunk. They sunk in the Alabama River last week on my boat.
So. I hate it when that happens. I hate it. I know you were sad from that.
Yeah, it broke my heart. I just cried and cried and cried. Yeah. But, hey, could you put me in for a Sweet Creek?
Give me your month and day of birth.
10/27, sir.
I'm really sorry for the loss of all your firearms.
Yeah, me too. It just,
and
it
I'm just sure ATF is sad to hear about that, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to send them a picture of me throwing a wreath on the water for them.
I like that, my friend. You have a good one.
You too, sir.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks. Got him in. I've not tried the chow chow. I have to try that.
I was saying earlier before you got here, you can put $60 worth of whatever you like. I would probably go with meat or meat and cookies.
Meat and cookies?
Meat and cookies, yeah.
I'm going strawberries.
Ooh.
I'm doing the strawberries. I mean, you remember when Karen came in and she showed us a trick with the straw?
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a basket. I have a friend that they want some for a birthday party. So I'm going to get a basket, give them some, come over and get the... You take a straw and you do the very top, right where the little green stuff comes out. And you do the straight through, and it takes that core out, and then you just cut it up, and they are delicious.
Ugh.
I know. Ice cream? I got some vanilla ice cream.
Are you still doing the champagne vinegar? Or
oh,
the,
yeah. Is, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lavender?
Ooh.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt? Let us in there for a day?
Yeah.
May even give Benji some.
Good show.
If he's a good show. Yeah, good show. Let's get out of here. Okay, Clifford Roth, President Biden, talking about the mental health directive and highlighting the Trump administration gun policies.
A lot of Republicans are concerned about is the mental health aspect of it. If you get any type of assistance that they could flag you, you'll be put on a list. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it would be terrible. I mean, we need to encourage people who need to get mental health help to do that and not be afraid that suddenly their rights will be taken away from them. It's a way of discriminating, frankly, against people who might have different problems that they have to deal with. I think it's a very dangerous precedent. Clearly, people who are severely mentally incapacitated can be identified and measures can be taken, but to automatically list people on some red flag list, that's terrible.
We haven't heard a lot from the former vice president, but now he's launching this policy and advocacy organization to promote pro-freedom policies of the last 4 years, and you're a part of it. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am. I'm one of the advisory committee members for the vice president's group, and it's a tremendous project. It's going to defend all of the great things that happened for freedom in the Trump administration and start to oppose incursions on freedom by Joe Biden. The group I run, the Club for Growth, we're 100% for freedom, especially economic freedom, and I'm glad to see the vice president out there again leading for that cause.
Oh, no, the guy says, we're 100% against freedom. You can't do that freedom thing. We're 100% against freedom. I'm glad that you're 100% for freedom. I like Club for Growth.
Yeah.
They were certainly a contender and a player in the 2010-2012 election cycle. Let me go to a break. Top of the hour. Ah, back to that again. Final hour of Dan Moore Show coming up next.
Dan Morris Show.